My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the catechist was excited. She was about to begin the most important class of the year. It was a class of children of new Catholic families. The reason it was so important was that the class was to be about Jesus. She began by saying somewhat like this: "Today, I want to tell you about a man you must meet. He's a person who loves you and cares for you, even more than your own family and friends. He is a person who is more kind than the kindest person you've ever met. He's a person who wants to help you in any way he can." Suddenly, the catechist noticed a little boy in the back of the room, waving his hand and getting more and more excited by the minute. Finally, unable to contain himself any longer, he blurted out, "I know that man. I know who you're talking about. He lives on our street. He's the reason why my family is Christian." My dear brothers and sisters, I like this story because it describes in a simple way what we Christians are called to do. We are called to make Jesus present in our world, just as the man made him present to the people on the street. What does it mean to make Jesus present in our world? My dear brothers and sisters, of all the Sunday Gospels, today's Gospel illustrates better than most what it means to make Jesus present in our world. It means to show forth the same compassion Jesus did. He reached out to heal people who were sick, either physically or spiritually. It means to show forth the same prayerfulness Jesus did. He got up early in the morning before daylight to go out by himself to pray. It means to show forth the same witness Jesus did. He went throughout all the Galilee, preaching the good news of God's kingdom by his example in his word. Let's take a closer look at each of these three dimensions of Jesus. First, the compassion of Jesus. Compassion of Jesus. Several years ago, in the southern part of the Philippine soldiers and the rebels had an encounter, resulting in the death of 34 brave soldiers. One soldier was left to die. Amazingly, after the rebels left, a woman found this man half dead. She knelt and, seeing that he was still alive, called for help from the village fox. She took care of him, nursed him, and did everything to make him comfortable until the time the soldiers locate him. That woman's courage and compassion is an example of the courage and compassion of Jesus. Jesus showed forth and calls us to imitate. And this brings us to the prayerfulness of Jesus. Again, his story illustrates how we are called to similar prayerfulness. A man was on his early morning walk when a garbage truck pulled up beside him. He thought the driver was going to ask him for directions. Instead, the driver pulled out a photo of a small boy, saying, "This is my grandson. He's on life support in a hospital." Thinking the driver was begging for money to help cover the hospital bill, the man reached out for his pocket. But the driver wanted something much more than money. The truck driver said to the man, "I am asking people on my route to pray for my grandson. Would you help us pray for him, please?" The man promised. The driver thanked him and drove off. That driver's commitment to prayer is an example of the commitment that Jesus had and calls us to have. Finally, there's the preaching or witness dimension of Jesus as he went throughout Galilee preaching the good news of God's kingdom by his example and his word. Like Jesus, we too are called to preach the good news of God's kingdom regardless of who we are. Tony Melendez, I guess I told you already in one of my homilies, was aware that every Christian is called by baptism to preach the gospel. But he had a problem. He was born without arms. How could he preach? With Tony's faith and courage, after playing his guitar with his feet for Pope John Paul II several years ago in California, he now goes around Canada and United States and also around the world, proclaiming the good news to the young people by his talk and, of course, by his playing his guitar with his feet. He just had a talk 2 weeks ago in St. Mary's Cathedral here in Calgary. And he said, "God got some special mission for me to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God." And so, my dear brothers and sisters, today's gospel provides us with a graphic picture of our Christian calling. We are called to be for our world what Jesus was called for his world. Concretely, this means we are called to show forth in our lives the same three dimensions that Jesus did. We are called to show forth the compassion of Jesus, as did the woman in our story, helping this dying soldier. We are called to show forth the prayerfulness of Jesus, as did the driver of the garbage truck, asking prayers for his sick grandson. We are called to preach the good news of God's kingdom by word and example, as did Tony Melendez, despite his handicap. This is our calling as Christians, to be for our world what Jesus was for his world. And this is the good news contained in today's gospel. This is the good news Jesus invites us to take heart and implement in our lives. This is the good news our world is hungering to hear and longing to see lived out by our everyday life. Amen.